This is GIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Simpson Miller urging parents across the island to raise the standard of family life, NWCK Factor Programme to create employment for thousands, and Health Ministry reports success on the modernisation of the National Public Health Lab and National Blood Transfusion Service. The details after this break. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is encouraging parents across the island to raise the standard of family life. The Prime Minister says this is crucial if the country is to effectively address the problem of children in state care. Noting that the government is working to address the issue, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says parents must also take responsibility for their actions.
Parents of the boys and girls who end up in difficulties with the law must begin to understand that in many cases, how they treat their children is directly related to what happens to their children. Parents must ask themselves the question, what is my role? How can I assist in remedying the situation when a child is going the wrong way?
The Prime Minister was speaking Wednesday at the launch of the European Union-funded Rise Parenting College in Majesty Gardens in St. Andrew. The recently launched National Water Commission NWCK Factor program is expected to create direct employment for some 5,000 persons, as well as employment for hundreds of skilled workers. Minister of Water, Land Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the initiative will also benefit some 300,000 NWC customers throughout the island. The K-Factor program is geared towards improving the quality of water and wastewater services provided by the NWC.
Under the K-Factor program, it is envisaged that projects totaling some 50 billion Jamaican dollars will be implemented over the next 8 years, in accordance with the level of urgency required to rehabilitate and improve our water and sewage systems. Approximately 15 billion worth of projects have so far been approved by the Office of Utilities Regulation for expenditure on critical service and efficiency improvement projects.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the official launch of the K-Factor program on Wednesday. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is expressing satisfaction with the progress of the modernization of the National Public Health Laboratory and National Blood Transfusion Service, also known as the Blood Bank. Over $21 million has been spent on both institutions since December 2011 to undertake significant rehabilitation and upgrading works. This is being funded through a $60 million allocation from the National Health Fund.
Your institution and the Blood Bank are two critical institutions in relation to how we deliver quality care to our patients and clients. Unless we improve significantly the work here and at the blood bank, much of the efforts at the hospital or the clinics are in vain. So however well we might improve the hospital infrastructure, the health center infrastructure and manpower, if we are not looking at the throughput at this level, you know that we have problems still.
The health minister also expressed gratitude to the National Health Fund, which he says has been sympathetic to the needs and priorities of the health sector and has been cooperative in allocating funds to facilitate the works. And the Jamaica Customs Department will, this Saturday, January 26, host an information exposition for its customers and stakeholders. The event is set for the Chinese Benevolent Association in St. Andrew and will run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Persons are being encouraged to come out to the Information Expo, which is aiming to increase awareness of the services provided by the Customs Department.
One of the reasons we're having it too is because we want your feedback. Sometimes we know that you may not understand the process. Here is the place for you to come and share with us and our stakeholders about our processes.
Director of Public Relations and Information at Jamaica Customs, Dania Beckford, speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.